KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Won the girls' high school state basketball tournament yesterday. Harlan picked up another victory. It's 50 in a row now for the Cyclones last night in Class 4A quarterfinals. It took a while for them to get going, but Taylor Frederick dominated inside with 27 points and 15 rebounds as top-ranked Harlan overcame a miserable start to beat number 8 Cedar Rapids Xavier 54-31. That victory keeps the Cyclones in the running for a third consecutive appearance in the title game, and they did it without a big game from season scoring leader Jess Shaben. Shaben struggled shooting the ball all night and scored just 4 points, but the Iowa State volleyball recruit grabbed 14 rebounds, blocked a couple of shots, and was an intimidating presence on several others as Harlan held the Saints to just 10 field goals. Jordan Moser added 10 points and Taylor Wagner 7 for the Cyclones, who haven't lost since falling to Xavier in the 2013 state championship game. Xavier bothered Harlan with its aggressive defense early, and the Cyclones could manage only 7 first-half baskets and a 21-14 lead at the break. But Wagner started the second half with a 3, and Frederick then took over, scoring 12 of her team's next 15 points as Harlan stretched out the lead to 20. Elsewhere in 4A quarterfinals yesterday, it was Carlisle beating Waverly Shellrock 56-50. Earlier yesterday, in Class 3A first-round action, Nevada celebrated a victory that was a long time coming. The 7th-ranked Cubs shot 55.6% behind young stars Lexi Kadelka and Claire Osmond, and they beat number 9 Red Oak 54-38. This is Nevada's first trip to state since 1968, and yesterday's win was their first at the state tournament in 91 years. Their last win was a 26-17 win over Crawfordsville in the first round of the 1924 tournament. That was before the girls' union existed. Kadelka, a 6'1" freshman, hit 8 of 10 shots and scored 20 points. Osmond, a sophomore, made her first 5 3-point shots as she scored 17 to help lead the way. Junior Katie Kassebaum added 8 points, 13 rebounds, 2 steals, and a couple of assists for the Cubs. Grace Blomstead led Red Oak with 14 points. Kate Walker, who will continue her career at Bucknell, scored 11 yesterday for Red Oak as they finished their year at 20-5. In other 3A quarterfinals, Crestwood beat Spirit Lake 58-46, Mediapolis over Mount Vernon 63-53, Pocahontas Area beat Clear Lake 63-59. Also in a 2A quarterfinal yesterday, Western Christian topping Iowa City Regina 50-45. Action continues today at the state girls basketball tournament with another 7 games on the schedule. They'll start the day with Class 4A quarterfinals. At 10 o'clock this morning, Ballard will face Bishop Elon Catholic, and that'll be followed by Western Dubuque battling Indianola. Then the 5A quarterfinals will take center stage with West Des Moines Valley facing Mason City, Iowa City West playing Southeast Polk, Dowling Catholic facing Johnston, and Waukee battling Cedar Falls. The night will end with the first of the semifinal games, a Class 1A semifinal, as Newell Fonda will face off against Burlington Notre Dame in what promises to be a very athletic game in the 8:30 contest tonight at the girls' state basketball tournament. Well, boys' sub-state finals were held last night around the area. The big schools qualifying for the state tourney. In boys' 4A sub-state finals, it was Sioux City North beating Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln 47-46. Also Ames, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, North Scott, Pleasant Valley, Iowa City West, Des Moines Hoover, and Waukee were winners last night, and they make up the Class 4A Boys State Basketball Tournament. The Boys Basketball Championships get underway next week in Des Moines. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes have their first 5-game winning streak in the Big Ten race since 1997. The Hawkeyes walked into Bloomington and delivered a 77-63 beating to an Indiana team desperate to boost its NCAA hopes. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says it all began with defense.
We out-rebounded them. We gave them very little in transition. I thought we did a really good job of guarding our man and not fouling excessively. And then, they did make 10 threes. You know, Zyslop got away from us a couple times, but for the most part, I thought we contested and did a good job there.
Iowa dominated in the paint. They also finished 23 of 28 from the charity stripe.
We really wanted to establish the inside game. We threw it in early, we threw it in the middle, we threw it in late, and we drove it. And that's what you have to do. You got to mix up your post feeds, your penetration, your driving kicks. And I thought we got great play out of our point guard position, Clemens. And
McCaffrey says the Hawks were consistent at both ends, and they never let the Hoosiers make a big run.
I have been here a number of times. I mean, going back to my days at Notre Dame, and this is a very difficult crowd. And I thought our guys' composure essentially took the crowd out of the game tonight.
Aaron White led Iowa with 21 points. The Hawkeyes are 11-6 in the Big Ten, and with a victory over Northwestern on Saturday, they'll win 12 Big Ten conference games for only the second time since 1989. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, top-rated Kentucky still has a chance to post the first perfect season in Division I men's basketball in 39 years, but they had to rally Tuesday to remain unbeaten. The Wildcats trailed by 9 with 9 minutes remaining before pulling out a 72-64 triumph at Georgia. Karl Anthony Towns had a team-high 19 points for Kentucky and was a beast in the paint during that comeback. Aaron Harrison finished with 16 points as the Wildcats improved to 30-0 overall. They're 17-0 in the SEC. Ryan Archidiakono converted a three-point play in the final minute before grabbing the team's final rebound to help fourth-ranked Villanova hold off Creighton 76-72 in Omaha. Archidiakono finished with 23 points, and Dylan Ennis matched his career high with 19 in the Wildcats' 11th straight win. Frank Mason III capped one of the biggest comebacks in Allen Fieldhouse history by scoring the last 8 points in overtime to lead number 9 Kansas past number 20 West Virginia, 76-69. The Jayhawks erased an 18-point deficit in clinching their 11th consecutive Big 12 title, but they finished the game without leading scorer Perry Ellis due to an apparent knee injury. Des Wells delivered 20 points and 10 rebounds, and 10th-ranked Maryland earned its 6th consecutive win, 60-50 at Rutgers. Joel Berry had a career-high 15 points. Justin Jackson added 13 as 19th-rated North Carolina hammered Georgia Tech 81-49. And Devontae Smith-Rivera scored 16 points to help Georgetown beat number 21 Butler 60-54 at Indianapolis. And Northern Iowa forward Seth Tuttle, the Missouri Valley's active leader in scoring and rebounding, has been selected the conference player of the year. Tuttle, a senior, received 38 of a possible 47 first-place votes in voting by the coaches, sports information directors, and a media panel. Ron Baker and Fred Van Vliet, teammates on regular season champion and ninth-ranked Wichita State, were second and third in the voting. Baker had 5 first-place votes, and Van Vliet, the player of the year last season, had 4. Joining those three on the all-conference team were DJ Ballantyne of Evansville, along with his teammate, Ajitis Makavicius, and also Devontae Brown of Indiana State made the first team. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.